Coast FM, Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy this morning on The Gardening Gang. Autumn days mean travel, Sherilyn.
What?
In our family, we often used to travel in autumn, not in the summertime.
Oh, okay.
It was always too busy.
Fair enough.
A lovely time of the year to get away. But the thought was always about our pet. Our little collie dog was always left with somebody that was like a neighbour or not. But good news.
Oh.
There's an airline in Australia. They're going to allow pets on an aircraft.
Pete, you've just handed me this news thing. It's not actually in a crate in the hole. It's in the cabin.
You can have your dog. That's what I mean.
This is crazy. You know who might know more about this is our pet vet nurse, Tanya Middleton, and I've got her on the line. Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
My goodness.
This is exciting. I'm so excited.
How do you think Levi the cat will go in a plane if you choose to pay what might be an extraordinary fare, though? I think I'm not quite sure. Are they suggesting what is going to charge?
I'm having a look now. You've handed this to me. It says Virgin Australia announces pet flights with small dogs and cats allowed in the cabin. The airline would be the first in the country to make the change if the plan is approved. They're looking at launching it within the next 12 months on domestic flights. It says small dogs, so my dogs are out because they're too big. But you know what I want to? But I don't know about how much it's going to cost. But Tanya, as a pet vet nurse, you must know this. Do you think it'd be a bit cruel to put a dog or a cat in the cabin? I mean, they're sitting there, people are sitting there having their, you know, I don't know, their meal, and you've got a cat, meow, I'd like a bit of that tuna sandwich.
I wouldn't worry about the cat, I'd worry about the other passengers. Would they be put off by this? I know it's a nice thought.
Who cares?
Tanya, consider the real people of the world.
From what I've read, I think there's going to be designated rows or designated areas. So if for those people who do have allergies and so on, they will be in another section of the aircraft. But look, I think it's fantastic because, you know, pets can definitely travel at the moment, but they go into the cargo hold. And I think that would be very scary. And mind you, most of them probably just curl up and go to sleep, but it is very loud down there.
Well, I have done it once. I flew from Sydney to Cairns and we've always had boxes. We had a boxer dog and he did go in the hull and I said I'd never do it again. Or she, it was a girl then. Because when we actually got out in Cairns Airport, she wasn't herself. She was freaked out.
No.
And I was like,
because
this
of the
is
heat,
horrible.
Maybe?
I don't know. No, she wasn't over. She just, her face, her eyes were glazed over. She was really like, oh my God, oh my God. It was
that
awful.
That might have been the medication you
and
gave
we,
her.
We did, actually didn't. And we probably should have given her medication. And then we flew back and I said, no, not doing that again. Ever, ever, ever. So,
now, Tanya, based on the fact that it's likely to happen in the next 12 months or so, in terms of a price point, would you pay or would you be prepared to pay like 50% of the adult fare or would you consider it fair?
I would pay full adult fare.
Full
like
fare?
I would pay. Yeah, look, if I was moving or, like I say, if I was going for, you know, any sort of long length of time, I would certainly pay.
That would be worth it for that.
Me personally. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. If I had a dog, a small dog, and I was going away for a few weeks, I would take my dog definitely because dogs are different to cats. Dogs are more attached to, I don't think, more attached to people in a sense, whereas cats are more comfortable in an environment. Mm-hmm. Whereas my cat would be, sure, he would be upset if I went away, but he is more comfortable in his environment. Whereas, like I say, the trip would be quite traumatic for him regardless. So to go away for 2 weeks with my cat, that wouldn't be fair on him. Whereas a dog, I think, would handle it a lot better.
My dog would be fine. My dog, mine are too big. Mine are 42 kilos and 37 kilos. I don't think that they make this. They're talking about your King Charles Cavaliers, I think, and your Chihuahuas and things.
Okay.
So, they're not talking about big dogs. So and I got to say.
So there won't be any flying kangaroos.
Oh, well done, Pete. Oh, my goodness. No, and I've got to tell you another thing about especially my dogs and even smaller dogs are of that sort of the breed, the squashy in faces. Because of the way they breathe, they do little, poofs all the time. They're smelly. I can't imagine sitting in a plane with a whole lot of these smelly dogs. I'm always like, oh, boys, go away. So sitting in a plane would be a bit smelly, a bit stinky.
So the cabin crew comes around and said, I'll have a martini, thanks, and a water for the dog.
And a water. Dog biscuit. Oh, dear. Oh, fun times ahead. Well, this is the way it's all changed. You know, our pets are so important. So important they're going to fly with us now.
I think there might be a profit motive here. The indication from Tanya might be they'll really charge for it, though.
I think
really
so. They'll
be a premium for that,
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there would
sure.
be. Yeah.
Okay. And what about the check-in? What are they going to run them through the scanner?
They definitely have to. And, you know, they'd have to take vaccines and, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you couldn't get on unvaccinated.
Not for local travel.
You have to be vaccinated to go in a kennel.
Yeah. Spread of disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would. You'd have to show your vaccination certificate. You'd have. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, might be too hard.
No, they're doing it. I'm in there.
No, I reckon I'll do it. Yeah.
I'm gonna get a small dog just so I can do it. That's how much I want to do it. I'm gonna get my King
From
Charles.
From the flying kangaroo to the flying King Charles Spaniel.
Yeah, that's
how
it.
How nice is that?
Lovely.
Gets a full tick today from Sherilyn and also Tanya. Thank you for joining us today, Tan.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff there.
That's Tanya Middleton. She's our pet vet nurse who joins us every Saturday at home with the Gardening Gang with Pete and Sherilyn on Coast FM.